Okay, and welcome back, everyone, for the final hour here of Cancel the Cabal on Shake and Wake Radio. And I did want to say once again that all the stations are listener-supported, so please help them out if you're able to. I was trying to get a hold of Judson there for about 3 minutes, called him like 7 times, and it finally rang. And I think that they don't want him on my show anymore, but I do want to welcome you back, Judson.
Hey, Mr. Roberts. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Isn't it, though?
You wouldn't even believe the gorgeous, beautiful fall foliage in the mountains. I took a long ride this morning, and, well, I accomplished a couple things I've been trying to accomplish for months, and now we're going to burn the house down, okay?
Okay, it sounds good. You know, about watching the P's and Q's, though.
The United States Government Incorporated has been overthrown by a bunch of organized criminals of the Republican Party and of the Democratic Party. They only are concerned with their own pocketbooks, their own campaign funds, and they don't really give a rat's patootie about the American people.
No, they don't. You know what? I just found out last night, and the rest of the listeners found out earlier. Well, you were driving home or whatever, but Donald Trump, of course, you do know that he's associated with the New York Mafia, correct?
Oh, big time.
His lawyer was named Roy Cohen. And Roy Cohen also happened to be the lawyer of Fat Tony over there in New York City.
Sure.
And he was called by Roy Cohen and many, many others. He was called his protege. He learned how to stiff people with bills, restaurants and stuff like that that he had built. He learned that from Roy.
Well, to move on to what Trump has been part of, and Biden is definitely part of with the Clintons. Chuckie Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. I can go on all day long naming Anthony Fauci's to Peter Daszak's to little freakazoids like Harare, Klaus Schwab's little lover, and all these other organized criminals associated with Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo, there in Jerusalem. Now, Mr. Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo, he's from Poland. And this mess that the Israeli Zionist military have caused with King Charlie of Balmoral Castle and 10 Downing Street, the House of Windsor, by forcibly removing Palestinians and giving their houses and businesses and land to, I don't even want to use the word Jews, because I don't think that was the original case. I think it was a lot of Khazars. Now, tonight, there are carrier battle groups from the United States Navy and Britain that are heading on a trajectory to a absolute travesty. Mr. Joseph Wackadoodle Biden, And that's what he is, too. He's a wackadoodle. Just as goofy comes. He's being impeached. He's being investigated. His sleazy pedo son, Hunter, is being prosecuted. And there's a lot of things that the world has not seen that are still hidden. But here we are on the cusp, right on the precipice, on the verge of a international military exchange with Iran, Russia, and China over what these monsters that are subjecting the Palestinian people to, known as apartheid. And it's been going on for 73 years, ever since the first Palestinians were forcibly removed and taken to their concentration camp by the British royals and the Rothschilds. Now, as I speak, I know as a matter of fact that probably about 90% of the American people are about as brilliant as a doorstop. Maybe a doorknob.
You're giving them way too much grace there.
Well, I'm trying to be diplomatic here a little bit. But what they don't realize is that systematically and very incrementally, since the ink on the Declaration of Independence began to dry, the wealthy, the powerful, the oligarchs, the elite have been selling them out in the name of greater wealth for them and much less for us. Tonight in the world, there's a whole bunch of children and mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, not just in Gaza, not just in the West Bank, not just in Lebanon and Syria, not just in Iraq and Iran and in the Sudan, not just in the Balkans, and I can go all night long naming areas around the world where civilian populations are being shredded. And I watch blathering, lying serpents like Joe Biden carrying on about he saw beheaded children in Israel. I wonder if that dumb, you know what, that dumb, you know what, understands what United States munitions or ordnance, like the smart bombs. I wonder if Mr. Biden even has a clue what one of those smart bombs does to a kid or to his mother or his grandfather.
Well, you know.
And there's that. Oh, God.
Not going to defend him or anything, but it's probably not any worse than what he's done to kids.
Well, you remember when George Bush lied and about 1.25 million died?
Uh-huh.
When George Bush did it, when they went in and carpet bombed Baghdad?
Yep.
Surgically, the surgical bombing, the shock and awe. And then that wasn't enough dead, so they went to Afghanistan. all in the search for their little buddy who was on their team, Saddam Hussein.
No, that
and
was,
I said,
yeah,
Saddam Insane.
Tim
and then,
Osmond.
Of course, they had to have Osama bin CIA in.
Been forgotten.
Osama bin Laden was CIA asset for the longest time.
Tim Osmond. That's right.
Same with the Shah of Iran.
Yep.
After they magically removed Milosevic from a democratically held election in 19, I guess that was 46 or so. You have to double check me on that date. But tonight, in America, the USSA Incorporated, we have a madman called Joe Biden telling the world that, oh, we can afford three wars at the same time. We got this, America. We can afford three wars and all the bombs that Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo Nazi monster, can use to blow little children to smithereens.
Mossadegh was prime minister of Iran from 51 to 53.
Okay, well, thank you for straightening out my math. The reality of Joe Biden is that he's insane. He's not just a dementia patient, but he is, in fact, insane. And he's a puppet for the people around him, like Hillary and Bill Clinton and Obama and a whole host of other goofbags like Chuck Schumer from New York. I can't stand Snake Weasel Chucky. This nation can't take care of its Medicare patients, Medicaid patients, veterans can't get proper medical care. The southern and northern borders are as porous gets, and all kinds of God only knows who are pouring into the country. The West Coast, the East Coast, the ports, the same thing. It's not just the Mexican border. And then we've got this psychopathic freak, two-faced, lying criminal, Donald Trump, and his pack of rat slobs. I've been getting attacked left and right because I've said, you know, Liz Cheney and the January 6th Commission did a pretty tough job. But we don't have any leadership. We don't have any leadership in Washington, D.C. tonight. There might be one or two distant voices. I think Rand Paul's got a lot to say here.
Yeah, but you know they don't.
This whole concept of America being drugged into another great, big, huge, massively expensive three wars at once?
Well, you know they don't have to serve us because they don't take an oath to the Constitution. They take an oath to the corporation.
My point here is that all that constitutionalism and legalism set aside for a minute. My family, for generations, many generations, have been extremely Christian. And I get along fabulously well with a lot of rabbinical Jews. Actually, you know, the real Jewish people, They're pretty nice folks, but these Zionist Israeli Nazis, they need to be stopped dead in their tracks. And all these other warmongers on Wall Street, they need to be stopped dead in their tracks.
Hey, you know what else I found out today? And last
What's
night?
That?
Zelensky over there in the Ukraine. He's of Jewish origin.
Well, I've known that a while. I knew that whole thing was nothing more than Hillary Clinton's desire to attack Russia.
Uh-huh.
Clintons are behind a lot of this.
Well, Obama
They're also behind a massive reduction in human population to achieve the Agenda 2030 directives and targets.
Yep.
They're into mass murder so that them and their world economic... Boy, I almost said it there, but I got to watch my mouth. The world economic...
Pukes.
Fuggers, F-U-G-G-E-R, fuggers?
Pukes.
There you go.
You can use puke.
I can use fuggers. It's close enough. The world economic fuggers are out to murder huge numbers of people so that they can maintain their dynasties of super wealth and live like sultans and kings. Now, I always have trouble remembering her name. I don't know why. It's like a mind block or something. But her father was an oilman in Oklahoma, and she was the Secretary of State for the longest time. And she's no longer alive.
Talking about Madeline Heffright?
No. The thin lady. She was kind of skinny and... I'm going to move on because I don't want to waste any time on this show. It'll come to me here in a minute. I'll come back to it. We have a complete vacuum of sanity in the White House. And I know the Secret Service doesn't like what I just said, and the Secret Service can kiss my you-know-what. I don't care.
Kiss your jackass?
Jean
Kilpatrick. Yep, okay.
Yeah, she's kind of a Liz Cheney type. And, you know, I watched Liz Cheney conduct the January 6th hearings. And about a year ago, it's been a while, I actually called her office at least twice, maybe three times, and begged her to run for president. We have to have some leadership here because what's going on tonight in America is pure insanity. Now, I've got a lot of Palestinian friends living in Gaza. And Roger Waters and I are, we're pretty good friends too. He's doing a great job, by the way. Sort of like the cabal and Annie and you. But this idea that a 2,000-pound smart bomb supplied to crazy fool Benjamin Nitwit Yahoo isn't going to, dismember a child. Or hell, dismember everybody that lives on the block. And there's Joe Biden. Oh, I saw kids with their heads decapitated. Really, Joe? No kidding. Wow. Did you happen to look at all the kids that your bombs blew to smithereens while you were there, Mr. Biden? Who do you think you're BSing, Biden? You think the American people are that stupid, Joe? He's nuts. The guy's nuts. Flat out of his mind, crazy. And if the Secret Service don't like what I've got to say, they're welcome to leave my country. Get out. My family been here over 400 years. And this is not funny anymore. They're risking World War III. And how many millions died then, Joe Biden? You blathering fool. And Trump, get out of my country. Pack your bags and get out. I can't stand that weasel. And I campaigned for him. I got a lot of people to vote for him, and I voted for him myself. I will not do that again. He turned out to be a charlatan. Now, I don't know, but I've been told that Stephen Roberts is a Christian man. And Annie, who provides the platform for a lot of voices, she's a Christian too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. On both parts.
And I'd be willing to bet that they understand well that blessed are the peacemakers, not the warmongers. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's biblical. So I think I'm standing on some pretty solid ground here. Our nation has been led from war to war to war to war to war to war to just war after war after war after war after war. Since before the Spanish-American War.
Long before that.
The War of 1812, for God's sakes.
Yep.
This is a never-ending cycle of little kids getting their heads blown off, Joe Biden. Did you go and take a look at some of the mangled dead children from Gaza, Joe, when you were there? You blathering fool. And I'm calling Joe Biden out. And I hope everybody that hears my voice does the same thing.
He was
enough. Enough, Joe.
Hey, Judd. He was getting a tan out on the beach, and I think he was also getting some ice cream too.
Yeah, that too. In the Bible, it talks about Armageddon, and it talks about how hooks will be put in the mouths of the nations, and they'll be drug into the valley of the final battle. Hooks will be put in the mouths of the nations. I'm not going to stand idly by and watch these madmen make Wall Street even richer. Because everybody knows that this is what it's really about. You know what the markup is for a 20? Let me correct myself. Do you know what the markup is for a 2,000-pound smart bomb?
What's that?
Double
what?
The actual cost of production. They produce the smart bombs.
Oh, is that
and then
all?
Then they sell them to the American people for a 100% markup.
Is that all?
Go figure, right?
I would have thought it had been at least 350%, 400%.
So they can go mutilate, butcher children. How many people have died in the Ukraine because NATO and that bunch of freaking psycho nut jobs decided that, well, you know, we're just going to ignore the agreement we had with Russia, and we're going to move our military systems right next door. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm a great big huge fan of Vladimir Putin. That's not what I just said. What I just said is that this bunch of nutcases from NATO, they're right on the same channel with Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And even this Robert Kennedy Jr. says we need to give Israel more military aid. Even Bobby Kennedy and more munitions, right, Bobby? I've had just about enough of that BS. Because the American people, oh God, the American people are being played again. And meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of small children being brutally murdered. Well, I'm supposed to listen to, oh, Britney Spears had an abortion with, you know, this one, and she cheated with that one, and, oh, look, she's naked, and all this other just absolute, I can't say it on the cabal. I almost said it, Steve.
Load of crap. You can say that.
It's the most wicked, evil idolatry I've ever seen in my life, this celebrity worship of, you know, how much Kevin Costner's divorce cost him. And let's see, Johnny Depp and whatever that, oh God, Johnny Depp, what a madman. A madman. What a nitwit. And I don't care about his rock and roll guitar hero. What was her name? Amber what?
Heard. Amber Heard.
Plenty of money, plenty of promise, all kinds of fame, celebrity, and they got to act like that? And I'm supposed to, oh, it's, you know, it's okay. How many hundreds of little kids got shredded today and dismembered with their body parts blown all over the place and buried under collapsed buildings?
Yep.
Sort of like, you know, what happened in New York when the 9/11 catastrophe, the 9/11 disaster killed all those people. And I'm not going to get into the particulars of what kind of conspiracy was behind it, but we know doggone well that Able Danger is a reality. They moved all the attack aircraft to the West Coast while the 9/11 mess unfolded, and huge numbers of people needlessly were murdered.
Well, you know how they, Osama bin Laden or Osama bin Forgotten, he must be the luckiest man in the world because the military had five exercises going that day. Five
Able
different
danger.
Exercises.
Yep. Able danger. That's,
you know,
correct.
Nobody in the military could tell what was real and what was, what do they call that?
Computer graphics?
Well,
Adobe Photoshop?
No, they got a name for it. I don't remember what the name is now, but...
PSYOP?
No. Just... practicing, what they call practices or whatever. They got a certain name for it.
What they have that one? I forget.
Exercises.
The
they couldn't tell whether it was exercises.
They had a practice exercise with the CIA with the COVID-19. I forget what they called it. They called it something. Where they did a simulation of the release of Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak's, the Department of Defense, and the CIA's killer virus. Yeah.
Well.
And then, of course, I was watching some very, you know, well-degreed expert physicians talk about a study of 700,000 Israeli citizens who were, you know, mandated. They were mandated that they take the experimental shots. The study reveals that people that have been jabbed with those experimental clot shots are 27 times more likely to become reinfected and die.
Yep.
What was it called? Event 201? Or I think it was called Event 201.
Yeah, but do you know in April of 2020, Mike Pompeo, the FEMA director, got up on the stage with Trump and a few other people and said that they were in a live exercise.
Right.
They were in an exercise.
I think they called it Event 201.
No, that was Bill Gates' thing. But
all I'm going to tell you is that tonight in America, that everyone that can hear my voice and everyone that's listening to the Cabal's program tonight, everyone that can hear it, I'm almost 70 years old. I've been a member of the unorganized militia since I was 14. And we're facing what's known as a DEFCON 3 in this nation tonight. And I'm sure the Secret Service just swallowed their testicles and can't breathe after what I just said. Oh, you watch what happens if, I don't know, China and Russia and Iran launch a few of those hypersonic missiles and take out two or three of our aircraft carriers. Watch what happens then. This nation has been drugged by this nutcase, Biden, and Trump. Trump did it too, by moving the headquarters of the Nazi Zionist Israelis and installing it in Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, right? And Donald Trump, the guy that couldn't even be faithful to his own wives, Mr. Casino Donnie, he decided to tell the world that, the capital of, Israel is Jerusalem. Because Donald Trump says so.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump is a piece of monkey dung. And his supporters, well, you can't fix stupid.
No, you can't.
I've seen some of those Trump supporters that when you lay it right out in front of them, they're so sick in the head that they continue. They're deniers. They don't want to look bad. They don't want to have to say, gee, golly whiz, you're right, I made a mistake. Gee, golly whiz, Donald Trump really is an un-American traitor.
But don't forget,
he's a jerk. He's a freaking jerk that was the father. He took credit. I got more information, more news releases that he was the poobah. He was the king of creating these mRNA experimental jabs. He took credit for the whole thing. He's the big Donald Trump, the super duper Donnie. Those experimental shots that don't work, they don't work. They're not effective and they're not safe. They don't work. But Donald Trump, boy, I'll tell you what, he's the king of it all.
Well,
him and Dazek and Fauci and his little pal, his little buddy, Klaus Schwab.
But they are.
And that little freak, Harari there, that little weirdo, Harari, he's Donald Trump's little buddy.
But, Judd, they are working,
along with
though.
Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and that whole bunch of freaks in the Clinton family.
But, Judd.
Hillary Clinton's nothing but garbage.
Judd, those clot shots, they are working. They're doing exactly what they were designed for.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. Like the masks. The masks were the same thing. You know what was kind of interesting to me is when Ralph Barrick down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where they developed all this garbage in 2014 and 15, and even before this COVID, SARS-2, COVID-19 garbage, they've been souping it up and gain of function, weapons of mass destruction, germ, biological, viral warfare agents. These are viral warfare agents. And Joe Biden, my patience is wearing thin. My patience is wearing thin. I'm Joe Biden. I got a message for Joe Biden. My family been in this country for over 400 years, you blathering piece of monkey dung. And I'm not going to sit idly on the sidelines with my mouth shut. It ain't happening. And if I have to go down in history as the guy that the Secret Service disappeared, they've done that BS to me before, you know. Yeah, they have. When I expose all those crooked banks in Texas, when I expose that mess in Houston, right smack dab in the epicenter of Iran-Contra at the Houstonian Estates, right in the middle of it, in uptown Houston, where they were running Iran-Contra and Charlie Wilson's war from the Houstonian Estates. I built that place, by the way. That's one of my projects, Houstonian Estates. I built George and Barbara Bush's residence at the Houstonian Estates and a bunch of the other residents there as well. And you look into, Ellington Air Force Base, and right next door to the Ellington Air Force Base, the Bin Ladens owned a private airport right next door, and it was run by the head of the BCCI Bank and the Continental American Corporation, Roger Altman and Clark Clifford. Right next door to Ellington Air Force Base. Ain't that right, Georgie Jr. Bush? Yep. The Bin Laden oil ministers of Saudi Arabia were operating a extremely clandestine airport right next door to Ellington Air Force Base. Gulf Manor Airport. And then, of course, out at the Houston Intercontinental, they had the largest Evergreen Airways terminal in America. The only air park on the whole airport that had fences that were 50 feet tall, all the way around the Evergreen terminal. And not just 50-foot tall chain link. No. They had the green and white vinyl insert so you couldn't see through the fence. Right smack dab across the street from the United States Postal Sectional Center at Houston Intercontinental, straight across North Park, right there. I must have gone to that sectional center using the post office 100 times. And right across the street, old Evergreen Airways. Ain't that right, Billy Bob Clinton? Ain't that right there, old Hillary Clinton? Oliver North, come on down, Ollie North. Let's talk. You notice how quiet Oliver North is these days? Whew. Silent, right?
He must be getting a lot of...
Am I registering here? I thought the phone was dead.
Yes. No, you're here. Can you hear me? I think...
destroyed me more than once.
I think Ollie North is getting a lot of emails from Bing. Probably a lot of links from Bing, too.
Well, I can tell you for absolute positive certain that right there, not far from the Davidian retreat at Waco, Texas, Buffalo Airlines was transshipping weapons for all those Air America freakazoids and Gene Hoppenfuss, and weapons were coming and going to Nicaragua, and they were running that whole Air America trash from there at Waco and there at Mena, Arkansas, when they were outfitting, you know, aircraft and helicopters for combat duty there with the operations of Barry Seal and Terry Reed. You know, the clandestine murder incorporated that Billy Bob Clinton was running?
Yep.
With Hillary and Oliver. See, this stuff's got all kinds of attached to it.
Oh, yes, it does.
Everybody remembers that movie. Was it Rambo 2, I guess, where he went over there and he backed up the Mujahideen and he fought the Soviets. Remember, he had those grenade-tipped arrows and he fought the big, you know, Soviet helicopters and Rambo. What would they call that movie? First, it wasn't called First Blood. I forget what the name of that film was, where Sylvester Stallone in Hollywood made, you know, everybody look fabulous because they were fighting with the Al-Qaeda. Mujahideen. That's why Oliver North is silent, because I drug his little butt. I called him out. I've called Oliver North out for years. And all this garbage around all these missing trillions, guess how they launder money, Mr. Rogers? Take one guess how they launder hundreds of billions and trillions.
Opium. Opium.
Subprime predatory foreclosures in the mortgage markets with BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and Capstone.
Well, it's
and
also
a bunch of other ones involved, like UBS, HSBC, Credit Suisse, JP Morgan Chase, Deutsche Bank, and the list goes on and on, from Bank of America to Wells Fargo, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. See, the criminals have been caught on a massive scale, laundering unimaginable amounts of money. Well, they're the same lawyers that represent the biggest banks in the world. They've got the exact same addresses, the exact same emails, and the exact same telephone numbers as the criminals that looted HUD, looted FHA, looted Fannie Mae, looted Freddie Mac, looted the United States Department of Agriculture. And they've been taking the American people to the freaking poorhouse and to the cleaners for decades.
Since 1913.
Even before.
Yeah.
Even before, yeah. The implementation of the U.S. Constitution in 1792. And I understand what a cent is supposed to be. It's a copper. So for 16 cents, you'd have a pound of copper in your pocket. What's that worth? 16 cents. What's a pound of copper on the spot market today?
$11? I don't know. I have no clue.
So for about 16 of the actual cents that are an ounce of copper, you know, you'd have, you know, somewhere around $11, not 16 pennies. And they just keep running the game and running the game and running the game and telling you all about Britney Spears had an abortion. Cher. Oh, God, Cher, the super ho-ho-ho. You know, Cher. She, you know, she just does everybody, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, oh, geez, be completely distracted by, what's her name there, the little actress dating the football player?
I have no clue. But the copper is $3.58 a pound.
Okay, so $3.58 a pound. For 16 cents, you do the inflationary math.
Right.
And then a dollar is supposed to be right at an ounce of 99% pure silver. So for 16 silver dollars, you'd have a pound of silver. What's a pound of silver selling for today? And this game just goes on, and now they want to go to completely keystroked, you know, Klaus Schwab, Harari, fake keystroke money. And when, I mean, can you imagine how easy it'll be to steal $1 trillion when it's all just keystrokes? Ask that Samuel Bankster Gangster Man of FTX and Alameda Research. How much money did that do? And his Jewish parents? How much money did they steal and spread around making huge campaign donations to, like, the Clintons? And Donald Trump got some of their money, too. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. And it goes on and on and on. But, hey, here's the big one, bud. Joe Biden, when he was in Israel, he saw beheaded children. Oh, I guess he didn't go see the mutilated remains of the kids that the United States bombs shredded.
No, he probably didn't see those.
Don't you cry about that, Joe. Come on, Joe Biden. You see, my father, my dad, he was a combat pilot for the Navy. He flew carrier missions from carrier deck in the Pacific, Second World War. And I saw and lived with and grew up in the house of a man that he couldn't forget none of it. He was naval intelligence. He was a squadron leader. He would do bomber escorts, and he'd, you know, he'd take back, you know, critically strategic real estate, island hopping. He had a photographic. It was the airman on the aircraft carrier that if the captain wasn't acting right, he could have him put in the brig. My dad. And I got news for you, Joe Biden. You wouldn't want to talk to my dad. He'd tear you a new one, Joe. You old bumbling, lying. Oh, God, you're a liar, Biden. And Trump, you're just as bad as Billy Bob, the BJ there. What do they call that there?
Billy.
Oral office. Oh, I can't do it on any show. I mean, I'm restrained here, but I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah.
America, y'all better wake up, and you better do it in a hurry, because this crazy fool Biden, and that's exactly what he is. He's as crazy as they come. Sorry, Joe. I'm almost 70. I'm well-educated. My family been in this country 8 generations, and I'm sick of the lies coming out of the Beltway. And that's what it is. It's fraud. It's lies. Also, that they can get bloodier rich and implement the Agenda 2030 targets by eliminating how many people? How many people you got to murder, Joe? What's the target? 5 billion?
Somewhere around in there.
They want to get rid of 5 AI, and you're one of them, Steve. Yeah, you're a useless eater.
I know.
Ask Henry Kissinger. And yeah, ask Henry Kissinger. Yeah. You're a useless eater, Steve.
I know it.
And Annie. Hey, Annie, you're a useless eater, too. And I know they hate me with a passion, and I got a message for them. There it is. There's the message for you. I'm laughing at you, Joe. You sick, twisted piece of monkey boo. And America, everybody that hears this program, you need to share it across the world. And you need to strap on your guns. And you need to dig in your heels and straighten up your backs and tell these stinking slobs in Washington, D.C., no. Absolutely not. And Donald Trump, shut your mouth and go away. He's been nothing but a giant distraction for the last, what, going on 4 years now? 5 years? 6 years?
Yeah.
Come on, Donnie, let's talk about Q.
Well over, since 2015.
Yeah, let's talk about Q, Donald Trump. And sticking to the plan, you nut job, psycho, crazy, fool. And Donnie Jr., that goes double for you, Donnie Jr. And Eric Trump, go away, dude. Pack your crap and get out of my country. I'm not interested in the dynasty. That's all it is, man. They want to have a Trump dynasty where, you know, Eric and then Donnie Jr. and, you know, the whole bunch of them want to be presidente and get the keys to Air Force One.
Don't forget about Barron.
You take the American people and you try to lock them up in a prison like Gaza, and they'll start shooting like Hezbollah and Hamas. Ain't that real? You try to lock up the American prison camp like Gaza and the West Bank. Come on, Joe. You know damn well the American people start shooting. Just like Hezbollah, Hamas. Which brings me to my point here. You know, when Pharaoh was pursuing Moses across the Red Sea, and God kind of wiped out Pharaoh's army, then Moses wandered around in the desert for 40 years because he was lost as lost could be, apparently. Guess who was living in Palestine when Moses was wandering lost?
Who's that?
And what was known as the Levant in Jordan and the Philistines of Palestine and the Syrians. And the give me a break, Joe Biden. You're not the only person that's been to college, Joe. Ain't that fascinating?
Your phone's been cutting out about the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow, oh, I know. They absolutely love me.
I know. Don't they?
They hate the truth. Like Mark Zuckerberg, that freak, and Meta, those freaks, and YouTube, and Google, and Alphabet, and even Elon Musk, censoring everybody because they hate the truth. They don't want the truth getting out in this country. Which brings me to another point. You know, I've got an awful lot of American Native friends. First Nations, how dare the Indians fight back? How dare they fight back against a Roman Catholic colonization of the land they'd lived upon for thousands of years?
Yep.
How dare they tell the Pope no? And the Church of England, how dare the Indians fight back? The terrorists, right? Aren't they terrorists? Anti-government? What do they call them there? Oh, yeah.
Savages.
Hamas and Hezbollah. Yeah, anarchists. Oh, God, those Native Americans. You talk about anarchists. Holy, you know what?
Yeah, but they were called savages.
Yeah, I know who the savages are. You know how I know who the savages are?
How's that?
There's a river that runs from Scotland to the English Channel. It's called the Witham River. It runs right through Essex. It runs right through Witham. You know, Knights Templar, Teutonic Knights.
Uh-huh.
Witham.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh crusade, Joe Biden. My ancestors fought the Muslim kings, Joe Biden. I don't need a history lesson from you, you freaking slob.
Well, we're
That's
pretty...
the truth, America. It's the truth, America. It's the truth.
Yeah. Judd, we're pretty much out of time here.
God bless you, Steve Roberts, and tell Annie I love her, too.
Well, I think you just did.
Bye.
Bye. I think you just did. All right, everyone. It's been a good show. It's been... a lot of fun. So I'm going to call Roger here in a few minutes, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.